That's a Lenco Bearcat purchased through ARPA money through the Hancock County Commissioner's Office. It's a truly a great asset to have, not only for our county, but also for our surrounding counties and our surrounding mutual aid resources that we could have to provide for, and that would be other type of, sheriff's offices and or law enforcement agencies in our region that might need something in case of emergency.
And what kind of specific instance would this go out on?
Typically, it's going to go for some type of instance where maybe a weapon's involved, barricaded subject, something of a heightened statute where we'd want to make sure we're out in the public and being able to provide safety to our first responders that are out there trying to protect and serve us.
Okay. And you said it's not just... Do many other agencies, neighborhood agencies, have something like this? And I guess maybe the answer is no, if they can also utilize this, if they have a call or something, they can ask for mutual aid and you'll maybe head out there with your Bearcat?
Yes, we would. And I know there's a couple in our region. Allen County Sheriff's Office has a Bearcat as well as Talia Police Department. Those are the only two I know of in the region, but this would be something that we could provide mutual aid resource for, pretty quickly. This just kind of puts us in between those two, so our response time might be a little quicker than calling one of those.
Okay. How do you decide, do you train everybody on, or do you decide maybe a few main drivers, or how does that work?
So our special response team, our SRT team through the Hancock County Sheriff's Office, they're trained in driving and operating this. And that's a 12-member team of sworn deputies from our office. So they're the ones that are trained to drive it and then to utilize it and execute it if needs to be. Like a lot of things in law enforcement, we plan for the what-if scenarios. And that's what this apparatus does. It gives us a leg up in those what-if scenarios. Unfortunately, we've had a couple in the past couple of years with the officer involved, fallen officer of Dominic Francis, and then off the Ohio State Patrol trooper that was shot. Those are two times this could have been utilized. But it's more of an insurance policy to the what-if scenarios. Unfortunately, the day and age that we're at, we got to prepare, and we need to be prepared and be one step up, and that's what this apparatus allows us to do.